माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ
ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಭೈಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವೃದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದೇ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಪುರಾಣ. ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 10, and Text number 49. Saha va ayam brahma mahat vimrugya kaivalya nirvana sukha anubhutihi ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಸೂರತ್ ವಹ ಖಲೌ ಮಾತುಲೇಯಃ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಹರ್ಣೀಯಃ ವಿಧಿಕೃತ್ ಗುರುಃ ಚ ಸವಾಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹದ್ವಿಮೃಗ್ಯ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿರ್ವಾಣ ಸುಖಾನುಭೂತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಸುರದ್ವ ಖಲು ಮಾತುಲೇಯ ಆತ್ಮಾರ್ಹಣೀಯೋ ವಿಧಿಕೃತ್ ಗುರುಶ್ಚ ಸ ವಾಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹದ್ವಿಮೃಗ್ಯ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿರ್ವಾಣ ಸುಖಾನುಭೂತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಸುರದ್ವ ಖಲು ಮಾತುಲೇಯ ಆತ್ಮಾರ್ಹಣೀಯೋ ವಿಧಿಕೃತ್ ಗುರುಶ್ಚ ಸ ವಾಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹದ್ವಿಮೃಗ್ಯ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿರ್ವಾಣ ಸುಖಾನುಭೂತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಸುರದ್ವ ಖಲು ಮಾತುಲೇಯ ಆತ್ಮಾರ್ಹಣೀಯೋ ವಿಧಿಕೃತ್ ಗುರುಶ್ಚ Saha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Va, also, I am this, Brahma, the impersonal Brahman, which is an emanation from Krishna, Mahat, by great personalities, Vimrugya, searched for, Kaivalya, oneness, Nirvana Sukha, of transcendental happiness, Anubhutihi, the source of practical experience, Priyaha, very, very dear, Surat, well-wisher, Vaha, of you, Kalau, indeed, Matuleyaha, the son of a maternal uncle, Atma, exactly like body and soul together, Arhaniyaha, worshipable, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidikrit, yet he serves you as, or an order carrier, Guruhu, your supreme advisor, Cha, as well. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The impersonal Brahman is Krishna Himself, because Krishna is the source of impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by the great saintly persons, yet He, the Supreme Person, is your most dear friend and constant well-wisher and is intimately related to you as the son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, He is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet He acts as your servant and sometimes as your spiritual master. There is always a difference of opinion about the Absolute Truth. One class of transcendentalists concludes that the Absolute Truth is impersonal, and other class concludes that the Absolute Truth is a person. In Bhagavad Gita, the Absolute Truth is accepted as the Supreme Person. Indeed, that Supreme Person Himself, Lord Shri Krishna, instructs in Bhagavad Gita that Brahmanohi pratishthaham mattah paratanam nanyat. The impersonal Brahman is my spiritual manifestation, and there is no truth superior to me. The same Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acted as the supreme friend and relative of Pandavas, and sometimes He even acted as their servant by carrying a letter from Pandavas to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Because Krishna was well-wisher of the Pandavas, He also acted as Guru by becoming the spiritual master of Arjuna. Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, Shishyaste aham sadimam tvam prapannam. And Krishna sometimes chastised him. For example, the Lord said, Asochyananna sochastram pragyavadansya bhasase. While speaking learned words, you are mourning for which is what is not worthy of grief. The Lord also said, Kutastva kasmalam midam vishamesam upasthitam. My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? Such was the intimate relationship between the Pandavas and Krishna. In the same way, a pure devotee of the Lord is always with Krishna through thick and thin. His way of life is Krishna. This is the statement by the authority Sri Narad Muni.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhul Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Jyotapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे स वा अयम ब्रह्म महद्विमृग्य कैवल्य निर्वाण सुखानुभूति प्रिय सुरद वह खलु मातुलेय आत्मार्पणीय विधिकृत गुरुश्च द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ Because Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. He is the origin of the transcendental bliss sought by the great saintly persons, yet He, the Supreme Person, is your most dear friend and constant well-wisher and is intimately related to you as the son of your maternal uncle. Indeed, He is always like your body and soul. He is worshipable, yet He acts as your servant and sometimes as your spiritual master. So these are the statements of Narada Muni. What's the difference between impersonal or an impersonalist and a Mayavadi? Are they both same? What's the difference?
Impersonalists deny that God's personality. Mayavadi claims that everything is illusion, including Krishna.
But are they bona fide?
No.
No. That's correct. Yes. In personal realization, Krishna acknowledges that it is me. So how come it is not real? But the thing is that it does not give us full acceptance of the totality of the Absolute Truth. It is partial. And what is Mayavadi? How would you describe? I think so.
Well, Mayavadi is the followers of Shankaracharya that accepting the philosophy that everything is void and part of illusion and that everything is just temporary and only Brahman is the absolute.
They are basically impersonalist also. They don't have faith in anything but themselves. They don't consider that there is the supreme living entity. And they are opportunist. If somebody will try to argue with them, then they will take a coverage of impersonalism. But at the same time deny the personality. When somebody will argue against impersonalism, then they will take the side of personalism, but at the same time they will deny his divinity. They think that he is an ordinary man. So they are like a chameleon, bewildering people. So never listen to them. Mayavadi rabhashya shunila hoira sarvanash. Because
they cannot derive to the conclusion. But here, Narad Muni is also explaining that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Lord Sri Krishna, but impersonal aspect of Him, it is Himself. But not the personality aspect, but Himself. Impersonal aspect is Krishna. Right? Krishna is not impersonal, but impersonal aspect is Krishna. See the first sentence? The impersonal Brahman is Krishna Himself. Because Krishna is the source of impersonal Brahman. Brahmanohi pratishtha. The Brahma Tejas or the Brahma Jyoti emerges from the body of the Lord. Because there is body, there is Brahma Jyoti. It is not that because there is Brahma Jyoti, there is a body. Because Lord Krishna has the personality. This personality is including the Swarupa and Guna and wonderful activities. We learn that the name brings out the form of the Lord. If you serve the name and the form, it brings out the qualities of the Lord. And if you serve name, form and the qualities of the Lord, then it brings out the Leelas of the Lord, the transcendental activities. So the idea is that Narad Muni wanted to emphasize Yudhisthira Maharaj that you are so fortunate. You are very, very fortunate. Because the Supreme Lord is living in your own house. With you, so much intimately in relation. And He acts wonderfully, reciprocating in different ways. Different ways. Why He is mentioning the impersonal aspect? Impersonal aspect makes us understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. And one has to know the impersonal aspect first. It comes on its own accord. And if we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, impersonal aspect will be known. It is not the Supreme aspect, but it will be known. So when Pandavas are so much intimately acting with Lord Sri Krishna, because he was their cousin from the maternal side, maternal uncle, son. So he was a cousin from the maternal side. But at the same time, he would also become subordinate to them. A cousin may be called equal, but when he becomes subordinate as a message carrier, then it's a subordinate position. Or a chariot driver. It's a subordinate position. But at the same time, when he assumes the commanding position as guru and chastises Arjuna. So, when the Lord is able to reciprocate within one family in so many ways, people will not understand what is the real fortune behind it. Because Pandavas are very, very dear devotees. Very, very dear devotees. It's not that because they were bodily related and that's why this is possible. It's one of the excuses. But the Lord has nothing to do with bodily relationships. Therefore, to become free from bodily conception of life, the understanding of divinity should come through the one which is beyond the three modes of material nature, and that is called transcendent, and that is impersonal. The qualitative understanding is coming through the understanding of impersonal realization. But impersonalists, when they still do not want to progress towards surrender of the Lord, then they are apathetic too. They have tinge of enviousness, and therefore they cannot sustain themselves in kaivalya mukti. Kaivalya mukti means merging into Brahman. Kaivalya, only one. There is no qualitative difference there. So they think they are God, they are Brahman, they are Supreme Brahman. So that is the folly there, that they have to return because they have not taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So yenyaravindaksha vimuttamanina tayasta bhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya krichena paramapadam tata patantiyada anadat yushmadangraya. My dear Lord, because they have not taken shelter to the lotus feet of yours, they may think that they have achieved the highest position of kaivalya mukti, paramapadam. Here it is said, kaivalya nirvana sukhanubhuti. Kaivalya nirvana. Simply by merging into the impersonal Brahman, they will achieve eternal happiness. Eternal happiness. But there is no happiness without interaction. Because there is no sense of love existing in impersonal aspect. So real sukhanubhuti, brahma sukhanubhutya, on the other behalf, the fortune of those cowherd boys was so great that they must have collected heaps of pious activities, collected as a credit to achieve the position of gopo, or the cowherd boys. So they are playing with the Lord. It must be the result of heaps of pious activities. And heaps of pious activities may be apparently done by this impersonalist also, but the tinge of enmity or avishuddha buddhi means not purified intelligence. It is still little dirty intelligence not to surrender to the Lord. They want to become one with the Lord. So this impersonal realization should be progressive towards the surrender of the Lord. So Narad Muni is comparing the fortune of an impersonalist versus the fortune of a personalist. A personalist who is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead will automatically, you know, include the impersonal realization or as well as localized realization, because he is interacting with the Supreme Lord. The devotees are personalists, and anybody who is not a devotee, he doesn't have a good intelligence. Avishuddha buddhi. So there are so many branches of philosophy, mostly
They do not know the nature of devotion, which is transcendental. And they try to compare, as for example, most of the philosophy of the Vedic origin deals with only impersonal aspect. But when the impersonal aspect tinged with the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja and tama, the Vedas will become so much profusely branched that it can satisfy anybody's desire as far as material body is concerned. But nobody will be able to satisfy the quench of the soul or the thirst of the soul. Therefore, the personal aspect is described as a conclusive aspect in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Ishopanishad. No other literature are directly describing this. So the idea is that those who are fortunate to be personalist by proper understanding, you know, they should not discard impersonalism. Rather, they should appreciate impersonalism, but it is not in all in all. It is partial. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. And even the soul's origin is also coming from Brahma Jyoti. Krishna says that he was with me once. Means which aspect he was? Mama ivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatan. So Brahma Jyoti is also sanatan, but it is not dham. Brahma Jyoti is not a dham. Impersonalists wrongly think it is a dham. Dham means a sustainable abode which is created by Sandini potency of the Lord. Sandini potency of the Lord. So whatever pertaining to the Lord first establishes himself, like the name, the dham, the qualities, different pastimes, everything is conducted within the dham. So dham is manifested by the Sandini potency, and the personification or the in charge of the existential aspect of the dham is Balaram. Therefore, Balaram comes first to establish the absolute truth as a guru tattva. To establish the supreme personality of Godhead by philosophy, by actual perception, realization, we must understand this, the Sandini potence of the Lord. That is, say, you can see in the second verse of Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. The declaration is first, he is the Sachidananda Vigraha, means the personality is made up of eternality, knowledgeability and bliss aspect. Right? So, this is the personality. But where does the personality is going to exist? How it will be proven? So, very next verse in Brahma Samhita says, Sahastrapatra kamalam sastrakhyamat padam tat karnikaranam tat damam tat anantamsa sambhavam. Dhamam is anantamsa sambhavam.
the supreme abode, the Golok Vrindavan, the prime, the topmost of all spiritual and material creations is Golok. And it is considered to be Sahastrapatra Kamalam, the lotus with thousands of petals. The worlds are arranged in different ways and beautifully explained. But it is manifested because of the potency of Ananta. Who is Ananta? Balaram. So, it's a transcendental description. But it does say to establish the personality, we must know the transcendental nature. The transcendental nature, if you say, then it must be impersonal for explanation or understanding purposes. Then we can take that transcendental nature to apply for the personality. So whenever Lord Krishna appears in a human-like form, we are warned, don't consider one of you. Avajananti mama mudha manushim tanumashitam param bhavam ajananta. Means the divinity is not being known by such fools and rascals. They don't take into consideration the divine aspect. So, knowledge of impersonal, which is automatically coming, but it must be first thing to convey that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is understood in transcendental way. So, what is transcendental way? Here is the nature of impersonal realization. Material manifestation itself is conducted through the glance of Mahavishnu. Now the glance is transcendental. It is again Brahma Jyoti. The Lord sees heaven. Personal desire and through the eye he sees. And he not only impregnates all the jivas into the Mahadyoni or the great womb of material creation, but he also interferes in each and every transformation of the Prakriti. And from subtle to gross manifestation occurs by desire of the Lord and through the glass. This is nicely explained in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nicely. It's all scientific, very stepwise, no jumping business, and each and every transformation, how from subtle energy to the gross energy we are getting into. How did we acquire this material body made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, and the three subtle mind, intelligence, ego? If we are soul, spirit, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then what is all this? It is nothing but ignorance, because it has been transformed through the medium of ignorance. Aham tattva. So from mahat tattva, when the ignorance becomes prominent, aham tattva manifests. So we have to understand that it is not a whimsical thinking. It's not a whimsical thinking that, oh, because they are great souls and only they have accumulated pious heaps, so we are not getting any impetus to purify ourselves and try to understand. But the system of understanding is given here. Narad Muni is mentioning impersonal aspect, and which is the which is highly sought after the jnanis, and they think that they, by achieving it, they will have kaivalya nirvana, sukha. But here is the personality. They think they are fortunate, but Narad Muni's consideration of Yudhishthira Maharaj and other brothers to be the most fortunate. When this incident happened, that in previous verse, Narad Muni was describing the exalted nature and the fortune of Prahlad Maharaj, that he is a pure devotee of the Lord. And so many highly good qualities of Prahlad Maharaj was there. So, naturally, by inclination, Yudhishthira Maharaj would want to surrender to Prahlad Maharaj and make him as an ideal to follow. But at the same time, this is the humility of a devotee. When Prahlad is glorified, naturally we would like to follow Prahlad. But then Narad Muni reminds, Yudhishthira Maharaj, you are not something less. You are also exhausted, exalted. Because look, Lord Sri Krishna, who is impersonal, or the source of impersonal Brahma Jyoti, he is here in the form of personality, and he is acting so intimately with you, very wonderfully, that even impersonalists cannot understand. Impersonalist has no access to the personal dealing of the Supreme Personality of God with his pure devotees. They don't have access. But they take the authority, because there is no systematic knowledge disseminated. Srila Prabhupada is saving us by giving a very systematic understanding. Therefore, impersonalists rule. And there are very few impersonalists actually, but mostly they are all Mayavadis. That anything goes in Hinduism. Hinduism is nothing but Mayavadi strength. Anything goes. So, this is a very nice verse to understand the fortune of the Pandavas that Narad Muni is describing. Narad Muni is the propounder of the perfect knowledge of pure devotion. He is the authority. And when he mentions impersonal aspect, it is with the purpose. Even though he may not be impersonalist, but impersonalist is reality. It is part of the absolute truth. It is not the whole truth, but it is part of the absolute truth. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. The absolute truth is known in three phases: impersonal, localized, and personality. But Prabhupada explains further that impersonal is partial. So little more is understood in localized aspect, but it will be completely understood in the personality aspect. So this is the very, very nice verse that clarifies so many things. Generally in preaching, sometimes we are confused what is Mayavadi and what is impersonalist. Sometimes we interchange this word. We speak of Mayavadi and we tell them impersonalist, or we tell impersonalist as Mayavadi. There is no difference sometimes. But no, there is a very clear-cut difference. We are not impersonalist,
neither we are Mayavadis. Right? But we should know the clear distinction between the two terms. Anybody has any question or comment? Yes?
Thank you, Professor. Could you explain the concept of Brahmavadi?
Who?
Brahmavadi.
Brahmavadi. Brahman means impersonal.
Huh?
It is the term we. Synonym. Yeah. It's a synonym of impersonal master. Brahma Jyoti, so it's abridged into Brahmavadi.
Human-like
form means when humans are made in the image of God, the image is always a reflection. It's not the origin. So to understand this, that the human being achieved the form after many, many, many millions of lives. Is it not? Labdva idam sudurlabham bahu sambhavanti. We have achieved this human form of life after many, many births. So, why this form is very important to cross over the material existence? Because it reminds us that we are made in the image of God. We must have some kind of thing to do with the God. So one must look into the aspect of his reality. That is called Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now in the human form of life, let me understand my real nature. Now, is nature only going to be impersonal? No. It is also personal. But that nature has to be understood. That is called Adhyatma. Beyond the three modes of material nature, there exists the transcendental nature. Paraprakriti. Apare mitastvanyam prakriti viddhi me param. That nature, and Krishna says, jiva bhutam mahabaho. That jiva means the soul is part and parcel of him, and therefore the Lord is the supreme whole. He is transcendental in nature, so the jiva is transcendental in nature. Got it? So, the image may be apparent. We may see, we may feel through our blunt senses. But they know only those elements which are perceivable. Those elements of earth, water, fire, air, ether are perceivable through the senses. That is not the function of Gyanendriyas, the knowledge acquiring senses. Karmendriyas are there, Gyanendriyas are there. Right? Gyanendriya means the knowledge acquiring senses. Can you see them? No. But they are there. So, what kind of jnana is to be
achieved through those senses. So for example, ear. There is an external ear and there is an internal ear. There is also a called middle ear and internal ear. Now, this is an organ. Ear is an organ. But the internal sense organs, which are connected to the nerves and appreciated in the brain. But who is the appreciator? The soul. The brain itself is not appreciating. You follow my point? So, who is getting the knowledge? The soul. Soul must be knowledgeable. It becomes knowledge. But unfortunately, by coming into contact with the three modes of material nature, through those five senses, they bewilder and misunderstand. By bewilderment, they misunderstand that material thing is all in all. But actually that knowledge acquiring sense was meant for knowing the soul. Because the energy which is flowing is not electrochemical energy. In neurology they say the synapses are there. They convey like an electrical wire and they convey. But who is appreciating? Who should become knowledgeable? The brain or the soul? Then the soul can remember. So the reality aspect of the senses must be understood through the senses. So when we chant Hare Krishna, say transcendental sound vibration, our ears are helping to hear. But are we making an effort that our soul, our real self should hear? It means a very attentive hearing is required. Very attentive hearing is required. And that process is given in Bhagavatam itself when Kapil Dev tells his mother Devahuti, Satam prasangam mama virya samvida bhavanti rad karna rasayana katha. In the association of the devotees, when the transcendental topics are being heard, how they are heard? Rad karna rasayana. From the ear to the heart, where the soul is situated. Who should hear? The soul should hear. The brain should hear. The mind should think that, oh, I'm hearing. No. Actually, the soul should be very attentively hearing. That's the process. It's too easy to hear from one ear and to throw out on the other ear. It is too easy to hear and contemplate in the cerebral hemisphere. But the real hearing is said to be done through the ear and the heart and nowhere else. Tad joshanavam apavarga vartavani shraddharati bhakti ramukrishna. One gets his path open for liberation immediately if he does that. So when we think of this human form of body, we are not supposed to see or perceive the bodily conception of life through our blunt senses. Rather, how do we see the reality? Pashyanti jnana chakshusha. Or Shastra Chakshus, because it is transcendental in nature. So understand, imbibe only the transcendental aspect, and that will help us to understand the transcendental aspect. The process is given. One has to be attentive. Otherwise, inattentive chanting for ages. Bahu janma yadi kare shravana kirtana tabutana paaye krishna pradi prema.
it will become useless. I mean, Abhas name is also giving some benefit, but the human life is not meant for experimenting only. It must be for tangible progress. And that determination should be developed by association so we can really be benefited. That's what Srila Prabhupada established, gave us an opportunity to progress in devotional understanding and service. Anything else? Yes, Maharaj. Yeah, Satchitanand is the quality, and Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini are potencies. The quality and potency makes the form when they combine. The quality and potency. Now, material potency is also there. For temporary, Sandini existence is there, temporary, right? It is going to change. So, Sandini potency will be there in material aspect also. Samvit potency will be also there, and Ladini potency will be also. But they are so flickering, they are changeable, they will be cheating us. But they are the one to bind us. Along with those modes, sattva, rajo, or tamogo, to make this particular body. While Krishna's body is Satchidananda, means Satchidananda vigraha, means Satchidananda are quality, and Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini are potencies. So when they are combined, you make a form out of it. A bulb, an electric bulb. Electric bulb has a vacuum created, therefore the electricity can pass and glow in the tungsten wire because it is resistant. Right? So those qualities are there and the energy is flowing. Therefore you got electricity. Otherwise electricity alone cannot hang. It has to take shelter somewhere. When thunder bolt is being seen in the sky, what do you say? Does it stay? No. Energy is there, but it has to be contained. Then and then the function will be done. Without that body, there is no function. So we acquired this body according to different desires promoted by three modes of material nature and those environments are created. So a suitable body, a fish body, a hog body, a dog body, a human body, these are all bodies. They have been created with the those modes of material nature, the qualities, plus the shakti, the material energy in the form of Sandini, Ladini, and Samvit Shakti. For soul, it's only transcendental aspect, but it's real, it has form, personality. So why not Krishna? It's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada is the greatest defender of the personality. He very clearly establishes the personal aspect. Nobody has ever done that. Yeah. Anything, Maharaj? Jai, O glorious Srila Prabhupada.